Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Falcons kind of limping to the bye with a 6-5 record, having lost two in a row. David Archer going to join us at 8:20, gentlemen.
Rob, I do have to bring this up too, because I'm doing the post game last night for the Falcons, and I'm in a mood, man. And in post game, and we've talked about it before, it's kind of tough. Your microphone goes on 2 minutes after the Falcons game goes off air, and I'm like, I'm trying to gather my thoughts. So
you needed the cooling off period.
I did, dude. It was like one of those things where you need 10 minutes before you step to the podium.
I made a point to listen to you right out the gate yesterday.
Dude, it was rough.
You did not disappoint.
Well, and what's funny is I'm looking at the screen, the TV screen, and I'm kind of talking, and I'm just trying to wind down a little bit. And I look up, and I see the Hawks inbound a ball off of one of Portland's players' heads in the middle of a 25-2 run for Portland. I'm going, Jesus. Like, I don't want to watch this either, man. Now, the Hawks did respond from there, but still lose the game, at the end when they had an opportunity to go out and get it, man. But it was frustrating, and all that kind of wrapped in a bow. I'm going, I need something good, man. I need something good. Maybe United can give that to me sooner than the Falcons fans, obviously, looking at this weekend. So it's frustrating, man. Frustrating Sunday for sure.
Well, you got something good. You went 4-0 this weekend.
Yeah, I did. And we'll have to talk through that in just a second, but I do. You mentioned Dave Archer coming up at 8:20. I want to get Bo's thoughts before we get him on. Because I think that Dave Archer, in my opinion, has the greatest job in the world. Like, I would give anything to be in Dave Archer's shoes. But yesterday,
so you're openly campaigning for his gig right now, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. Dave's listening. Hey, I'm coming for it.
Backstabber.
No, nobody can do Dave Archer's job. Nope. He's that good at it. I will say though, there yesterday in post game where I was like, not want to switch places with him, having to talk to Raheem and Kirk after what just happened.
He has to use some verbal judo, you know?
He has to be careful.
Not the outcome you want, and not you guys just absolutely suck today.
And, Bo, I know you stand there with him. I'm just curious kind of what that looked like, if you want to set the scene for what some of those interviews were like after the game. Had to have been somber at best.
Yeah. I was standing actually right beside Ra in that interview. Like, I'm not in the camera, but the way the angle was, I'm standing there looking at the side profile of trying to listen and hear what he says, and it's just, I heard somebody tweeted today and said, I don't want to hear Ra's calculated responses. I want anger. That's not how it is. You know, if he shows anger and goes off, and I got to answer to Mr. Blank, and that's not the professionalism they want, but you could see the emotion in his face. It light a look, but I'm looking at the side profile and I can just see how he's tempering himself, right?
Yeah.
And holding back because he is not happy.
Yeah, a bunch of histrionics during an interview doesn't serve any purpose. I mean, it's satisfying to a fan maybe, but it's not really constructive.
That was kind of my point earlier in the show with Brian Kelly. Like, going off on that player and getting in a shouting match on the sideline with him does nothing for you winning the game right there. I believe in yelling and screaming. That's who I am. But I think when and where is important, and that's something as an adult I've had to learn, like when and where to lose your blank.
Learn how to control your emotions anyway.
Exactly. And
be a stoic.
And I saw this, I thought that also, not everyone's like us. We're all different. We're all different. And we all have, and I heard, like, Kirk Cousins, Arch, Mike, in the post-game interview, which you asked about post-game thing, the question answer he had, having to ask tough questions about how to fix these little mistakes and actually get resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he said that,
yep,
he might as well mother blank somebody.
I was going to say the same thing about Raheem.
I'm sitting, when I heard that, I'm close enough to, again, right there, and I'm looking down, and I'm listening, and I go, what?
Right.
And to me, that is calling people out, whether they realize, whether you realize it or not.
Yeah. Well, and to your point, and that's kind
of
why.
All of us.
No, and that's why I wanted to ask, because I think in terms of what you get from Raheem, we both know that he's a very positive person. He talks about ethos. He talks about, you know, correcting things, and we've got the right people. And Kirk, who was as polished of a post-game speaker as I think we've seen in a really long time. I mean, he's I didn't think, you know, the Falcons would ever have anybody as good as Matt Ryan, but he is so good at delivering in those moments. To hear them both in context after the game, that was as close as I think you'll hear either one of them to kind of going off script and losing it. Because Raheem is just straight up, I don't have any excuses. We've got to get better. Nobody wants to hear about the injuries. And Kirk is saying, we've got to get back in the film room and get resolution and ask the right questions. And that was as close as I believe you're going to get from them to actually flying off the rails, you know, like some people do. So it just, I thought it was good. I know that people, you know, I think to your point, the tweet we saw earlier is like, you know, I don't want to hear the political stuff from Raheem. I don't think that's what you got. I think that was as close as you'll hear to Raheem actually losing it in a post-game presser.
Arch asked about injuries. What would Ross say?
Nobody cares.
But wouldn't you rather
feel sorry for us?
Wouldn't you rather hear the screaming and the emotion?
I want to hear Denny Green, and we let him off the hook.
But
playoffs.
Yeah, and guess what? Denny Green was fired after that season because that doesn't win you. Doing that doesn't really win you ball games. It has to be temper or you have to pick and choose your moments, because if you just yell and scream after every loss, you become a joke.
It falls on deaf ears.
It was against the Bears. That was the Bears.
One of my old college teammates, Mark Anderson, who played DN for the Bears, returned a fumble, a quarterback strip sack that won that game. And that's what Denny Green was talking about. It's like, let him off the hook, dude.
They had a big lead in that game on Monday Night Football.
Yep.
That was the Bears Super Bowl team that loses to the Colts in the Super Bowl and Peyton Manning for his first win. And that was I think Devin Hester returned a punt or a kickoff that game. So, that was – I remember that. Well, I remember watching that game.
Woo! All right, guys, you ready to be held accountable?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.